This is Michael Johnson, and we're here at the CES International Show here in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's usually the great kickoff of the year, and we're here with Rob Songer from NVIDIA. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, thank you.
So what is NVIDIA showing here? I know NVIDIA is always coming out with something new and innovating. We were just talking with some of the folks over at Velocity Micro with the stuff that they're including in their machines. What's NVIDIA featuring here at CES?
So I think there's a couple things that are interesting for people here. First of all, DirectX 10 content is now out and showing. So inside the Microsoft booth, you're seeing NVIDIA graphic cards with DirectX 10 content, and people are getting a chance to see what that looks like. Secondly, Vista is here.
Finally.
And I think one of the things we're doing, we're not just showing how graphics processors deliver the best experience on Vista, we're also showing how Windows Vista is not an anomaly. It's not the first thing to come out for consumers that uses 3D graphics. There's actually other applications that use 3D graphics that are coming out. So, for example, the way you look at documents, or the way you look at your photos, or the way you get directions. I think if you saw Bill Gates' keynote of Microsoft 3D Maps, and the way that 3D graphics can be used to show how you're going inside a city. These are ways, mainstream applications that are using 3D graphics. So we're using Vista as kind of a story to show how 3D graphics applications aren't just games or movies anymore. It's now going into things that everybody might use every day, but might not know it. You wouldn't realize that it's 3D graphics.
But as more and more people deal with visual interfaces, which is just what Vista is all about,
right?
And more and more, you know, NVIDIA is showing up on the Mac side as well, mm-hmm. and their Pro machine and other things as well. It's really driving a lot of this visual world.
Yeah, that's right. I think what 3D graphics is doing for all these applications is just presenting information in a way that's more intuitive or easy to use. Right? There's applications like Xenio, that's a magazine reader, where you can go in and the magazine's actually rendered in 3D. You can actually turn the pages just like you normally would. And what that means is you don't have to scroll. You can kind of read a magazine more like you normally would. And it just happens to use 3D graphics as a way to do that. Windows Vista is doing the same thing. It's using 3D graphics in a way to present data in a way that's more easy to use and more intuitive for people.
So GPUs, graphic processing units, are getting pretty important, especially as more and more power goes into that visual experience.
Yeah, I think a good way to describe it is graphic processors are becoming more and more relevant to more people. I think gamers and movie enthusiasts have always appreciated NVIDIA's graphics processors. But now, if you look at a lot of the new notebooks and PCs, a lot of the promotions being done by people like Dell and HP, you're seeing them pushing the graphics processor much, much more to a mainstream audience. Vista is kind of the focal point, but there's a lot of things going on this year that require that extra graphics experience.
And I think as we said before in past podcasts with NVIDIA, it takes a lot of the workload off the central processor of the machine itself and takes on that graphic work so that your processor can do more of what it does of moving that information around behind the scenes.
Yeah, I think a great example is high-definition video. So, for example, right now, just to do digital rights management and to decode an HD stream on a notebook or on a PC is very, very hard to do. You can easily peg your CPU utilization. So when you're going to be watching movies now, a graphics processor significantly offloads the CPU to be able to do other things, save power, and you know, all of that kind of stuff. So yeah, that's a big part of what we do.
And if folks want to check out some of the information about the GPUs, where they can be found, what things NVIDIA's inside of, what's the website that they can check out?
Well, obviously, NVIDIA.com, www.NVIDIA.com. We also have other areas for the gamers. There's always NZone.com, SLIZone.com. But NVIDIA.com is always a good, safe place to go to just see everything in a central location.
All right. Rob Songers with NVIDIA. We're here at the CES International Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. Thanks for speaking with us, and have a great time processing. Guys, are going to have your processors are going to have their work cut out for them.
Thanks a lot, Michael. Appreciate it.